Straight Up Noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. And it's the Orphanage and Gordon Keith performing the St. Paddy's Day Block Party Handoff to Bassick and Newberry. Hi, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
What's happening, guys?
Not much. Just a little bit nervous after varsity gets off the floor. JV comes out.
What you heard here, now. None of this was varsity.
No, this was junior high girls basketball.
This is y'all's
ten
realm.
Parents in the stands.
This is
and
y'all's
a coach
audience.
Who's barely interested. is that all you guys have?
Yeah.
So what do you guys have coming up on the show?
Well,
what exciting comedy.
Are you going to try and talk sports in the midst of all this?
Y'all have Dave Little in the crowd?
Well, yeah, I think we're going to send Will down there.
Yeah,
Black Will. Most of Will.
Well, you don't have to call him Black Will.
That's what he likes being called.
You think his parents call him that?
Yeah.
Get in here, Black Will!
Now, why did you use that voice?
I'm coming, Black Mom!
You doing what?
Black Mom.
The plan was to talk sports, but now being here,
talk sports? You can't
enjoying
focus
the
on
scenery
out here.
It's the greatest people watching view ever right now.
Yep.
I want to workshop that sentence and smooth it out a little bit more.
Yeah. I'd like to see him diagram it.
Yeah. It's great. Debug that.
Watch.
Things, vision, see, touch.
People on feet that they have.
That's all right.
Oh, man, I'm going to listen then, if that's what it's going to be like.
So distracted.
I love when Newberry talks about somebody making a quote. Have you heard that line from yet? He'll say, Rick Carlisle made a quote that I really like.
Made a quote?
Made a quote.
Between Newberry's undiagrammable sentences and Bassick's Muppet voice, it's going to be 2 hours of sheer radio fun.
Now you guys
he
gonna
made
focus
a quote
on,
out of his mouth.
You going to focus on sports, or are you guys going to do some of the stuff down here?
We're going to try to do some of the stuff down here. A little sports. Maybe a little Hulu talk. You ever heard of Hulu?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just getting into that. My younger friends have taught me what Hulu is.
They're going to start charging
you,
for that, right?
I'm not that high on Hulu.
It's just a link
site. It's confusing to me.
I don't like it. Not a fan. If you want something, you can find it without having to go there.
But I think they're going to bait and switch it. Like, they're giving it away for free, and then they're going to start charging for it.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I heard.
Huh.
Have you gone to channelsurfing.net? It's actually...
That's made up. That sounds made up.
No, that's where it's great. You can watch anything live TV right then and there. Just surf it. It's just a...
That's like Justin.tv or...
Well, yes, one of those, and it gathers all of them around the world. International sports, soccer, anything
you have
which
to,
I
is
watch.
It a pay side or?
I'm a little nervous to talk. I'm right
Why
ready.
Are you nervous? I can just see
him like hitting me in his crosshairs.
With eyes that you have, with the internet.
Just see it coming.
You have to
like
turn your computer on
for the corner of my eye right now.
Is it a pay side or is it free?
No, it's free.
It's free. It's free, but you don't have to pay any money.
I don't know what that is.
That's Nervous Newberry.
I love Nervous Newberry.
What are you guys doing after this? You going home or are you walking around?
You know what?
Gordon's going to go have sex with a dumpster. I'm going to try to find some food.
What? Excuse me.
You heard me.
Now I'm going to check out these two big tents that the Torelli's people erected, and I want to see if they have
I'm going to check out Tina's big tent.
Torelli's food.
Is that the girl behind us?
She was.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, I want to do so many things with her.
Very attractive to me.
I want to invite her over to my house tonight to watch crap that I have saved on my TiVo.
Now what I'd be really
sounds like a dream come true for her.
Win a dream date with Danny from The Ticket.
You've seen the fifth season of The Bachelor. It's still on here.
You want some whiskey? I got a little bit of weed left.
Hey, I'm inviting Newberry over to talk to you if you want.
Have you ever seen The Wire? It's really good.
It's like a show that is on the Hulu.
It's fun to laugh at somebody else besides me.
Oh, my God, isn't it?
Mike, see, it hurts your feelings. I swear. I'm on the bandwagon that says that Chewbacca hurts your feelings.
It doesn't.
Chewbacca.
I've been called.
Yeah, that's what we call him, Chewbacca.
Why do you call him that?
Because he sounds like Chewbacca when he
calls. Ball sack. I've been called when I was younger, when I made up to AAA, they called me Pyle from Full Metal Jacket on the team.
Mm.
I've been called different things. I've been called, you know.
Black Will?
Black Will. I've never been called a black guy.
Huh.
I have been called the whitest white guy in the club.
Why do you say Chewbacca? Chewbacca just goes. Yeah. He doesn't sound anything like that.
Yeah, not Chewbacca when he's mad, just Chewbacca when he's talking.
Oh, okay.
Talks like that, and Jared just completely shoots him. Anytime we're doing crosstalk, anytime he talks, you just hear that.
It's Chewbacca playing space chess with R2-D2.
Yeah. Spastic.
Jared has a reason, because I probably bug him more than Frito used to bug him, because I get very bored. And, damn it, stop it!
So, oh my god.
Yeah, my theory is that it hurts his feelings, but Jared keeps going full bore.
Oh, okay. Yep. Like, you'll just kind of try to hit and run it, but...
Well, I don't even try to hit and run it. I've tried the distance from it, but I can't. They keep suckering me back in. The
you know what would make up for it? At 9:10, you love dancing. There's a lot of dancing going on in studio.
Yeah.
Go right in front of that Red Bull DJ guy over there and just start pulling out all your moves for the next 5 minutes.
No. Do you have sweet moves, Gordon?
Me?
Yeah.
Do your
I don't think
move.
I can dance.
Like when you're humping the table. Hump the chair like you hump the table in studio.
I don't do that.
Oh, my God. I don't do those types of...
Are we still on out there?
Things.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk sports. Nobody's paying attention.
I don't think we're still on out there.
Yeah, we are.
Can we pull down the overheads?
Can you hear us?
What's up, Greenville?
Hey, Greenville Avenue. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
What up, party people?
Party people in the house.
Huh.
See, that's all you got to do to get a reaction.
Reboot.
That guy gave us the finger.
Two fingers.
I like him.
Now, my sister-in-law is supposed to be out here, and I told her I was on 12 to 2, and she said she'd already be hammered by then.
Really?
So I've been looking for texting her. She's not returning text messages. I was going to get her on the air. She's a single 27-year-old girl and see what she wants to get out of.
Get a red tuber.
St. Patty's Day on Greenville.
Red tube.
Because I know what all the single guys are trying to get out of this right now.
Don't so, use so you're red gonna, tube. So you're going to pimp out your sister on the radio.
My sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law, yeah.
No.
This is your wife's sister?
Yes.
All right.
Well, all right. So that's coming up.
Yeah.
What's she wearing?
You and Newberry going to play space chess?
I haven't seen
chess. Space chess.
All right. So that's the end?
Okay.
All right.
Are we finished with crosstalk?
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah.
All right.
Looks like JV's up.
Let's do it for the show.